I've been working closely with them in relation to putting in place policies and approaches which can we can see as invest in the sector, but also then working at European level as well, Greg, and with the fishing industry representatives to take forward the process of trying to reduce the quota loss on us and the particular burden that's on us coming out of Brexit more so than there is in other member states. There isn't any quick fix solution to that challenge, but it's one that I do stand full square alongside all of our sector in representing them at European level with and working to try and make progress on. I also set up a task force which has given me an interim report, which I am acting on and putting in place supports for the fishing sector, particularly for the whitefish sector, and in relation to the pelagic sector and the inshore sector. There will be a further report coming to me soon around that, and there's a very strong understanding and commitment at government level of the importance in investing in the sector coming out of the Brexit impact that is there. It is a really difficult profession and difficult lifestyle, being away from your family, being out at sea, and on working under the pressure as well of such regulation in terms of quotas and rules and regulations around how different species are caught. My sole objective here is to work with fishers to do all I can to make that as practicable as possible, and then at European level to fight that battle in terms of trying to improve the quota share that we have.